Good morning, and thank all of you for being here on this last Sunday in November. We're so glad to have everybody. Most everybody is here. We have a couple out sick and hope they'll be back next week. As always, I ask you to open your Bibles and follow along with me. I never want you to take my word. For that matter, never take any man's word, only the word of God, which of course is the Bible. The title of our lesson this morning is, God is Able. God is Able. Times are tough right now. Our country, indeed the world, finds itself in the midst of high inflation. And as we talk this morning, there's no apparent end in sight. But thankfully, our inflation is not as high as it is in Europe and other places. Groceries are out of sight. Gas is an all-time high. High rent is putting some out of their apartments. Many have found themselves looking at possible foreclosures, and still others have found themselves facing bankruptcy. Each one of us has a different story. Perhaps some have not felt any effect from the economy whatsoever, and that's great. However, there are other things that are just as unsettling and disruptive in life. There may be marital problems or family dysfunction at home. It could be that someone's kids are not doing well in school, or perhaps they're being bullied in the neighborhood. As I've said so many times, if there are 15 adults here, there are 15 different stories. If there are 15 families here, no two family dynamics are exactly the same. It's easy as we look at the world around us, and maybe even in our own personal situation, to feel a little unsettled, a little worried, and perhaps, depending on our situation, on the verge of despair. This is where God is the best choice of all, brethren. He is not fazed by economic inflation or even downturns. He's not afraid of family financial problems. God is so much bigger than any of those things. That's why all of us need to remember the wonderful statement that the Apostle Paul makes in one of his letters, the letter to the Ephesians. If you would, come with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. Let's look at verses 20 and 21. Here Paul wrote, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." In just these two short verses, Paul reminds us of some very important qualities of God and the results of those qualities for our lives. First of all, brethren, God is able. He is able. The first phrase of verse 20 is wonderful to read. God is able to do what he sets out to do. Nothing can thwart the will of God. While politicians struggle with ways to get the economy going, God is not distracted or bothered from doing what he desires to do. While we have to live with the roller coaster of the economy, God is not constrained by what are, in the big picture, such little things. Whatever he wants to do, God is able to do. This is important. As we have turned to God in good times, so too we can turn to him in bad times. God can keep a family together. He can keep food on the table with the bills and the mortgage paid. Now we must do our part, but God can do these things even in the middle of high inflation or even a recession. The God who formed the heavens and the earth is bigger than all the problems that this old world can throw our way. So I guess the point I'm making is simply this. No matter what happens, we do not have to be afraid. Why? Because God is in control. He is in control. Individually, there may be some of us who are going through hard times right now. That can be financially, emotionally, or perhaps our health, but God is able to bring us through on the other side successfully. Even if the result is not exactly what we had hoped for, we must always remember that the world is not bigger than God. He is able to do what you need Him to do in your life. Not only is God able to do what He sets out to do, He can do it exceedingly abundantly, as He says. He can do so much more than our minds can even grasp. Remember what God said through Isaiah in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9? Well, let's look at that together. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. The passage says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's plans are beyond us, brethren. His plans are beyond us. We cannot, in our limited state, see all that God is doing, let alone all that He can do. Think about this. God knows our needs before we even ask Him. But God will respond to our request in ways that we cannot imagine. While we may ask for help, God will come to deliver us. While we may ask for food, God will see to that we're fed for a lifetime. While we may ask for recovery from illness or surgery, God may raise us up to be even healthier and stronger than before. Why? Because God can go beyond what we ask. We see so little of His great plans. We can only get glimpses of all that He's doing and will do. So when we seek His help, we ask for what we know. But God can move well beyond what we ask and give us what we need to be His people and to accomplish His will. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11, this is what He said the very best. If you'll turn with me, please. Matthew 7, verse 7 through 11. Jesus said it best here. Jesus said in verse 7 of Matthew 7, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, when his son shall ask for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children," listen now, "how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask for Him?" I love that passage. How much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask? What a wonderful passage. Think about it. Brethren, God stands ready to supply our every need, and He can do it in a way that is beyond our understanding. Let me ask you, what can we imagine individually? What is in your mind as far as your finances, or maybe your family, or even the Prairie Village Church of Christ is concerned? What's in your mind? God can do more than we think, brethren. While we make plans for education and careers, God thinks bigger than we do. While we look for ways to cope with an economic downturn or high inflation, God thinks in bigger terms. So whatever is in our mind about the challenges of life, we can know that God can plan and work on a much grander scale. I can see in my mind the church reaching out and converting many people in the community. But you know what? God can see it reaching out to the world. I can't imagine how it can be done, but He can. I can imagine the church here growing, maybe even adding a few members next in this coming new year. God can see much more than that. So let's pause for a moment and each one do some thinking. Imagine what you want your home life to be, your work life to be, what you want the Prairie Village Church of Christ to be. Then turn to God, and who can see it much clearer, in much clearer terms than we can. Then know whatever you envision, it is not even close to what God can actually do. I suspect there are many times when we don't feel very powerful, especially in the face of a lost job, or a long-term illness, or shrinking income with rising bills. But God says that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within Him. Again, that's from Ephesians 3:20. God is doing things in our hearts and in our lives that make this life so much better, no matter what the circumstances may be. God saved us, and when He did, He gave us the ability to do what He wants us to do, to go where He wants us to go. And all the harsh circumstances of life will not derail the power at work in us. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Earlier in Ephesians letter, in chapter 1 verses 18 through 20, I want us to look to see what Paul wrote there. Ephesians 1 verses 18 through 20. Ephesians 1, beginning verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Just focus upon verse 19 with me. Paul describes the power of God using four different Greek words for power accompanied by two adjectives. Each makes its own point. Together they're used to emphasize just how great God is. And I want us to take it slow and easy to understand just what Paul is saying to us here. In verse 19, he is saying there is power. He said there is power, emphasizing potency, ability, or the capacity to accomplish the desired purpose. The adjectives, surpassing and greatness, indicate an incredibly exceptional force in action. And he says there is working. And that refers to a momentum or force in operation. Our English word energy comes from this very Greek word. It indicates stirring or causing and putting into effect some action. Then there is strength, he says. There is strength, which refers to force as a natural or inherent attribute. Interestingly, this particular Greek word is never used of man to imply that he can possess it or use it or to attain it. It always, brethren, it always suggests sovereign, supreme strength. And then there's might, the fourth word, which is again the ability or force. All of this is toward us who believe, in verse 19. The same amazing power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in us or towards us. The idea is that the child of God may be impressed with the truth of God's grace and love. This is far beyond our ability to completely comprehend that surely we have no reason to fear. We have no reason to fear. Put your trust in God. Nowhere is the power of God quite so clearly seen as it is in the church. Let's just consider. this group of God's people at this vocation right here at Prairie Village. We are all of different backgrounds, different cultures to a certain extent, different experiences, but we all are part of the body of Christ as a whole and members of the Prairie Village Church of Christ. And as we come together as a church in harmony and unity, all of a sudden the bad things that can happen to us just don't seem quite so bad. That's the way I feel. I don't know if you do, but I hope you do. As we praise and offer him all the glory, Satan and his efforts to discourage and derail us tend to fall to the wayside or pale in comparison. One aspect of the role of the church is so powerfully demonstrated in this way. In the church, God finds glory. In the church, God finds glory. There are changed lives, surrendered hearts, and loving attitudes. In that atmosphere, all the worst things this world can throw at us cannot cause us to despair. Money may be a problem, but a group of loving people are there to help. Family issues may come up, but a group of loving brethren are there to help walk through the challenge. Even if the church should face some trouble to seem to begin to decline, God and his people will succeed in the end. God will do his part. We are to do ours. And brethren, all of it is to the glory of God. Everything we do is to the glory of God. Let's consider the glory in Christ Jesus then. What Jesus did on the cross is so amazing, so wonderful, and so powerful that it brings glory to God always. Why do we get so worried about life and the problems when God has already demonstrated his love to us by sending Jesus? Why do we think of inflation or recession is one of the worst things that can happen when God raised Jesus from the dead? In Christ, nothing can defeat us, brethren. In Christ, nothing can defeat us. On our own, we are surely and certainly too small to face down the inflation or recession if it enters into our lives. However, we can face anything with faith in the Son of God. This glory towards God through the church and the Lord Jesus will go on and on and on. God's plan will not fail, nor will his people be left alone. No matter what happens, his church marches on. These are not wishes. These are not guesses. These are promises. While we may have a bit of trepidation concerning the economy, or for our families, or even for the church, God just keeps doing more than we can ask or think. God is able. He is able to do everything. Now the scriptures say that the disciples were troubled when they saw Jesus coming towards them walking on the Sea of Galilee in Matthew the 14th chapter. After Jesus calmed them down, Peter had enough courage to ask Jesus if he could walk to him on the water. When invited, Peter did walk on the water. Unfortunately, Peter got distracted and nervous when he realized where he was and the rough weather around him. When he began to sink, he cried out to the Lord to save him, and Jesus immediately did so. Now think, when our lack of faith causes us to lose control of the situation around us, who do we turn to? Who do we turn to? Jesus will always be there with help in time of need. But unlike Peter, we sometimes do not seek his help. Life seas are rough. Jesus conquered them, and he can help you to victory. He can help us all to victory. And brethren, to become one of Jesus' disciples, there are certain things you must do. You must repent of your sins. You must confess Jesus as the Son of God, because he most assuredly is. Then you must be baptized, immersed in water for the remission of your sins. And when you come out of that water, you'll be a new creature, born again, and on that road that leads to heaven. Maybe you're an unfaithful disciple. You can take care of that too. You do that by coming forward. Let us pray with you and pray for you after you've prayed to God. Can we help anyone in any way make their life right with God? If so, come now as we stand and as we sing. Brother Charlie.